6:39 at KLIF. One of the top stories of the morning is the Justice Department filing suit against Dallas-based AT&T to stop its $85 billion purchase of Time Warner. And I'm sure a lot of people think, well, I don't care about that. What's it got to do with me? It's just business, right? Well, except that you're a consumer, and that's why it does have to do with you. And joining us now to explain the situation is attorney Brad Whitlock with Schief and Stone, who specializes in mergers and acquisitions. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Did this surprise you?
It did, really for two reasons. One, this is the first major antitrust action taken by the Trump administration, and they were expected to be pro-business, but this is a pretty populist move. And then second, it was surprising because the government doesn't usually challenge vertical mergers like this. And a vertical merger is between companies in different segments. So here you had a content producer like Time Warner, which, you know, owns CNN and the other Turner networks and HBO and Warner Brothers and things like that, being acquired by a content distributor, AT&T, which, of course, owns DirecTV and Uverse and those other companies.
So the argument is from AT&T that this is something that would be routinely approved, as you said, because it would benefit consumers. On the other hand, the Justice Department says it will mean higher monthly television bills and fewer new emerging innovation options that consumers are beginning to enjoy. Do you have any thoughts on those differences?
Well, The government in its complaint, as you said that they're afraid AT&T will use this ownership then to try to freeze out other competitors and charge, you know, higher prices for the content, and that they'll try to, you know, put the kibosh on these new streaming services like Sling TV, I think was mentioned in the complaint specifically. But, you know, AT&T is in the business of making money. And so I think they have an incentive once they pay for this content to monetize that content. And so, you know, I'm not sure the government's concerns are really well founded.
Let's take a look at some of the political considerations. I guess there's really only one, but the Department of Justice suggested that AT&T might want to sell Turner Broadcasting, which is part of the deal with Time Warner. And, of course, we know that President Trump is, constantly bashing CNN. What are your thoughts? Is politics involved in all of this?
Well, there has been speculation that indeed the Department of Justice brought this action as a way to pressure CNN or to hobble CNN. And it was rumored that one of the conditions for AT&T to approve the merger was for AT&T to sell off CNN. And, you know, I think by doing this, though, it makes it harder for the government to make its case in court because it raises First Amendment issues and puts in claims of illegal interference with what should be an independent review. So, you know, if politics is playing a role in this, it's going to make it a lot tougher to win that case in court.
How long should this all take?
Well, it actually is going to go quicker than most cases will, because AT&T, as I understand it, has asked for expedited treatment of this. I believe there is an April 2018 drop dead date for this merger. And if AT&T backs out or loses the court case, they have a $500 million breakup fee, a $500 million breakup fee that they have to pay if the merger doesn't go through. So they have a very vested interest in getting this through.
All right, Brad, thank you. I appreciate it very much. You make this understandable to us. There's Brad Whitlock, an attorney with Schief and Stone, and he specializes in mergers and acquisitions.